Welcome to this Day One Podcast Extra, bringing you an extended conversation between our host, Peter Wallace, and a preacher from the Day One Weekly Broadcast. For more information or to make a donation, please visit our website at dayone.org.
Welcome to this Day One Conversation. I'm Peter Wallace, and with me today is the Reverend Charles L. Fisher III. Charles is the new Director of Alumni, Annual Fund, and Church Relations in the Office of Institutional Advancement at Virginia Theological Seminary in Alexandria, Virginia. Charles, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Peter. It's glad to be here.
You started this past July 1st, and you have a lot on your plate, several hats, it seems. How would you describe your role there?
Well, I find myself being a friend to the alums, a connection to the churches, as well as a fundraiser for the entire institution.
Describe the seminary for us. What are its emphases?
Well, we're an institution that's committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ, getting the good news out to those whom we encounter. We're also a place that is both open and orthodox, so we're able to live within the tension that's going on within our current church and within the denomination, as well as the entire Anglican Communion.
And it's a beautiful setting.
Most beautiful 88 acres in the world.
You just graduated there this past spring after serving as student body president. Did you anticipate working for the seminary when you started there?
I had no intention at all of remaining in Alexandria, Virginia. I believe I was called by God to be a parish priest, and so all my hopes and anticipations were to serve in that manner. But the seminary called it with a different opportunity and a new ministry, and I was open to the opportunity.
What was your religious background?
Born and raised an Episcopalian.
And you graduated from Morehouse College, whose president, Robert Franklin, has preached on Day One. But what did you do after you graduated?
I was a finance major at Morehouse College and left Atlanta to go to New York City. I did banking for Chase and J.P. Morgan. After that, I returned back here to Atlanta and did alumni relations work at Morehouse College for a number of years. And it was in that period between New York City and Atlanta, Georgia, that I discerned my call to the ministry. And so made my way to Virginia Theological Seminary in 2006.
Working in the financial industry at that time, I guess that was before the bottom fell out.
Right.
What was it like? Did you feel yourself being pulled internally in terms of a calling then?
I knew early on in life that God had a call on my life, and I was not sure if I was prepared to take on to that responsibility or be able to carry on. And so I've tried to find other avenues or other outlets. And so I studied finance and thought I'd be able to make a difference in the world by raising money and enjoying the fruits of the business world. But then I recognized that God had more for me to do and to serve others. And so that's what made my way back to Atlanta.
Did others encourage you in your calling to seminary?
Oh, very much so. I had a very supportive parish community here in Atlanta, Georgia, St. Paul's Episcopal Church, where the rector is the very Reverend Robert Wright. And as well as that congregation was very keen in identifying the gifts that I had for ministry and encouraging me to pursue the ordained ministry.
Unfortunately, that can be rare these days where a community of faith recognizes that. How did that happen in your case? What did they see?
I'm not sure what they saw. And I'm still trying to live that out. But I think they understood that I had a passion for the gospel. I had a passion for serving the church in any capacity, and also had a keen interest in trying to raise up future leaders within the church, as well as those of us who I thought were comfortable sitting in the pews. Mm-hmm. But I think those were aspects that they saw as being deemed for worthy leadership for the larger church.
Well, as you're beginning and you're starting to work in the field with some alumni, what are you hearing from them these days? What are the biggest issues they're dealing with?
Well, I think we have a number of alums who are trying to figure out where they fit into this larger picture, trying to figure out, are they still relevant? Do they still make a difference? What they're preaching from the pulpit, is it making a difference in the lives of their parishioners, and are their parishioners making a difference in the life of the communities in which they serve? And so with all that's taking place in the news, I think that kind of informs what they preach from the pulpit or what they don't preach from the pulpit. And I think that's a difficult tension that many of them are living with right now.
Are there ways the seminary is helping them deal with some of these issues?
Well, we have a wonderful program that's beginning now for our most recent graduates. which is called the Second 3 Years Program. And that program is to follow our alums for 3 years to give them continuing education and allow them the opportunity to return back to the campus over a 3-year period of time so they can be strengthened and encouraged throughout the beginning parts of their ministry.
As you mentioned, the world is changing so rapidly, it seems. How is the seminary's training keeping up with the needs in parishes and in the world today?
Well, we recognize that we have a diverse student body. Age of our students range from our early 20s to our late 60s and early 70s. So with that widespread of a population, we as a seminary recognize that people learn different ways. People come from different backgrounds and different perspectives. And so the seminary is open to adjusting and as well as to assisting those individuals so when they leave Alexandria, Virginia, make their way to other parts of the globe, that they'll be adequately prepared to serve the church.
The seminary also offers programs for laypersons as well.
Correct. We're not just a residential program for those preparing for ordained ministry. We also prepare for lay leadership, Christian educators through our MTS programs, our MACE program, which is the Master of Arts in Christian Education, as well as our DMM program. The seminary also makes itself available to the larger community and offers classes at night in our evening school, which many people, regardless of denomination, find the way to our campus to study.
And for more information on all of these aspects of your work and the seminary's life, people can visit the seminary's website
at www.vts.edu, or always send a letter or a check to 3737 Seminary Road, Alexandria, Virginia, 22304.
Charles Fisher, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it.